yank her ass as we go harder and faster. The glimmering lights from the crystals making everything look surreal and sensual. Fuck. Oh, Tony, give it to me. Hannah begs, and I thrust up, our hips smacking together so hard they echo in the cave. And I feel my balls grow tighter, my cock swelling. We're close. So close. And I thrust as deep as I can. Hannah groaning as I bottom out inside her. I can feel her pussy tighten before she cries out, and I unleash myself, coming deep inside Hannah as she milks me, her body quivering as we come together, riding it until our bodies collapse. We're going to have to come up here often, Hannah says when she can speak again. This place is magical. I shake my head, sitting up and gathering her in my arms. Magic is what we make together. This place, this land, it's important. But nothing will ever replace the magic that I have with you. Hannah turns and kisses me tenderly, and I hold her tight. She's right. This land is special. But what I have right here, the love in my arms, that's the true magic.
Epilogue. Hannah. Morning dawns and I stare out at the ocean. The sand pristine and glimmering in the brightening light. There's a soft wind coming off the water, and as I look out, tears come to my eyes.
Hey, what's wrong? Roxy asks, rubbing my shoulders. This is your wedding day.
I smile, looking at her. She's gorgeous, her island wrap picked out by Alani so that all my maids of honor look like they coordinate. My wrap is all white, of course, and I wipe away the tear.
I'm just so happy, you goof.
Back when you and Jake got married, I remember thinking to myself that if I ever got married, I'd want a ceremony as beautiful as yours.
Well,
I'd say yours beats the shit out of mine, Roxy says with a quiet laugh.
Although I'll still claim the reception.
I didn't have a foul-mouthed parrot at mine.
On second thought, would that be a point in your favor or mine?
I look up at the altar, where Wesley's waiting. He's going to be the minister. Apparently, he is ordained some way or the other.
Caleb and Tony are up there, too. Tony looking so handsome in his full tuxedo, except for the flip-flops. While Caleb decided to go a little more casual, rocking some Bermuda shorts under his tux jacket. Alani is the musician, and Momo, of course, sits on Wesley's shoulder.
I wouldn't have it any other way, I promise Roxy. And I promise not to throw a glass of punch on Tony today.
Alani starts up the music, playing Can't Help Fallin' in Love on the ukulele of all things, and Roxy and I go up the aisle in the sand. Everyone's here, Brianna and Gavin with their kids, Jake with Roxy's baby, Mindy and Oliver with their kids. Even Myra showed up this morning. She took her golden parachute when Aurora's property division closed down, and while she's not ready to retire, she's going to be okay. I reach the altar, taking Tony's hands as Wesley looks over us both, smiling that sort of wide, slightly vapid smile that tells me I'm glad I'm used to him by now.
Fellow carbon-based inhabitants of the Earth, I welcome you all here today to see the spiritual and physical bonding of Tony and Hannah into a fellowship that transcends the limits of our limited perception.
Did someone test him for drugs before this?
Ivy Joe asks, and I can't help but chuckle. Wesley doesn't mind, and for the next 5 minutes he rambles on with a speech that's part Captain Kirk, part Captain Jack Sparrow, part the dude, and truly heartfelt. Finally, Alani clears her throat, and Wesley stops short.
Okay, okay. So, Tony, do you take Hannah to be your old lady? To hold her hair out of the toilet when she's got morning sickness, to rub her feet when she's got blisters, and to smile and put up with it when menopause turns her into a total bitch?
Tony blinks. I'm shocked, too, but he immediately nods.
I do.
Wesley turns to me.
And Hannah, do you take Tony to be an annoying pain in the ass who needs a man cave, will probably play video games at the worst times, develop an innocent crush on some pop princess, and will eventually get a pot gut and morning breath and belly button lint?
I do,
I say, thinking I may have gotten the better of the vows. I mean, I could hang out in a man cave, and my best friend is a pop princess. Hell, I could develop a crush on her.
Good. Now the rings,
Wesley says, patting his pockets.
Hold on just a moment.
Grandma Ivy Jo speaks up again.
Now, I've known a few people who are a little off their rocker in my life, but this man takes the cake. He makes me look as normal as blueberry pie.
Yeah, well,
Wesley grumbles before searching every single pocket of his cargo pants. Of course, they're in the last one.
Oh, there they are.
He pulls out a plastic baggie with the rings inside. Tony and I exchange rings, and a single kiss later, I'm now Hannah Steele. We all go to the main house and change clothes for the reception, which is in the same village square where the festival took place. I change from my white wrap into something much more native-inspired, a hula skirt and tank top that, while nowhere near as revealing as what I wore for the competition, is still wavy and sexy, just like I want it to be.
You look smokin', Cassie says, grinning as she comes out of the room she's sharing with Sophie Stone, who is taking a few days off school for a free trip to Hawaii. Cassie's got on a bikini top and a wrap skirt, looking as beautiful as ever and just at home.
You know you got 'em now. You don't need to dress up.
I've got something special planned, I tell her. I sort of jammed it with Alani last night. She stayed up until nearly midnight with me, working all the moves.
You know the only move you need is to drop it low, bring it up slow, Cassie asks.
And I laugh, shaking my head. Not for this. This is a special dance, just for Tony.
Come on. I made him promise to get changed and head over there with the guys, so it's just us girls for a few minutes on the way over.
Our SUV is filled with ladies, and I find myself slightly squished next to Brianna Adams. She and I haven't talked much, but she seems nice.
So, what do you think of the property? I mean, you do practically own a timeshare here now.
Brianna laughs slightly.
I think we'll enjoy coming out here. Although that Wesley, he's a character.
I groan. What did he do?
Oh, last night as we headed out for a walk, he asked Gavin if his sperm count was, how did he put it? Oh, yeah. As impressive as the equipment delivering it.
Just when Gavin thought he'd lived down that video. I laugh. It's Wesley. Don't worry. I think he'll end up asking every man in the family about his sperm count at some point.
Wesley's very big on virility.
I'm kind of curious what he'll do if someone says they're suffering a little bit in that department.
Probably something herbal and illegal, Mindy jokes from shotgun, resting her stomach. Phew! I think I'm taking a baby-making break for a little bit. Three might be enough for me. I'd at least like to let the stretch marks fade a little before adding new ones.
Still looking hot to me, sis, Roxy says as she drives, and you don't need to wear a crop top on stage. We get to the reception, where Tony looks handsome as hell in a Hawaiian shirt, Bermuda shorts, and a white silk scarf around his shoulders. I hug him close, kissing his lips and feeling the ripped body that's going to give me decades of love.
You look good, Mr. Steele.
And you're the most beautiful woman on the island, Mrs. Steele,
Tony replies, kissing me again.
Alani said you had something planned?
I chuckle, nodding. A first dance. Go sit down with the guys. You and I will have our couples dance next. The music starts, and I'm glad for Alani's help as she plays lead ukulele again. I'm so nervous. Still, the moment I take my first step, I just look at Tony and dance for him. An ancient wedding hula that Alani taught me. Every sway of my hips, every motion of my hands is done with as much love and grace as I can do. And when it's over, Tony comes over, pulling me in for another kiss as the crowd explodes in applause. The reception is a lot more normal after that, with a Hawaiian luau spread, plenty of drinks for everyone, and the village square becoming a large street dance. Alani and Wesley put on a hell of a show themselves, dancing, of all things, a classical flamenco in the dirt square, before Wesley literally tosses his wife into the air and catches her to the wild applause of everyone.
A final show before I start the next stage,
Wesley says with a smile.
What is that, if you don't mind us asking?
Tony asks, offering Wesley and Alani drinks.
I mean, Alani's already said she wants to help out with the transition.
You're taking over our village's sacred ground, so of course I do, Alani says. I may have forgotten to mention, I'm sort of the traditional village chieftain.
Oh, now she tells us,
Caleb laughs.
I'm so lucky I didn't get fed to the sharks.
I'm honored then, I tell Alani. I look forward to learning as much as I can from you. But where will you go?
We'll build a small house for ourselves in the village. But I want to spend the next decade or so traveling the world, Alani says. I've never seen snow. And I figure a decade will give you two time to have some children and get them to just the right age. That they'll be able to learn from mine about what could be expected of them.
You mean you're pregnant?
Tony asks, and Wesley grins, kissing his wife on the cheek.
Congratulations, both of you.
Even with all the good feelings, there's still plenty of drama, even if some of it's silly. About 2 hours into the party, a now familiar yell cuts through the air.
Someone get me a damn BB gun!
I look, and Roxy's trying to calm down Ivy Joe. Come on, Grandma, you've had enough to drink.
Oh, hell no, I'm gonna shoot that damn bird!
Ivy Joe protests.
I was just gonna get my groove on with some nice boy when it started making fun of me. It called me a big booty hoe.
I try not to laugh, heading over. Ivy Joe, Momo makes fun of everyone she likes.
Yeah, well, she keeps on fucking with me. I might have to take my cane upside her head. I might be old and crusty, but it doesn't mean I can't throw down. Old and crusty?
Momo squawks, and I wonder if the bird is suicidal. I peel Ivy Joe away as Roxy takes over, grabbing a microphone and doing a short three-set of songs, starting with Drunken Love before Heartstopper, and finishing with our new ballad that she's going to release soon, Forever Is Our Love. Tony and I dance, and as Roxy's voice powers her way through the bridge, he leans in.
I'm ready to go to her special place.
You mean? I ask. And Tony nods. The circle. The ancient temple. I'm sure he's cleared it with Wesley or Alani. It's ours. I nod, smiling. Give me a minute to say goodnight to everyone. The song ends, and I give Roxy a hug, telling her about what I'm planning on doing. It's no big deal. The party's going to go all night, I suspect. And Roxy gives me a smirk and a pinch on the cheek. Good. I want to be back here within a year to meet your new babies. We'll see, I say with a chuckle. Just then Cassie runs up, looking desperate.
Whoa, whoa, what's going on?
I just saw you, and I wanted to tell you that I didn't do it, she says, looking over as I see Caleb looking around furiously.
Didn't do what?
Seriously, you two still at it?
He's fun. Cassie says, listen, I overheard you saying you're leaving. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to follow Wesley's advice. I don't want to end up like those bitches in the boardroom. And with Aurora shutting down, I took my severance package. I'm going to think a little. Jake says I can stretch it some by helping out at Club Jasmine a little. After that, I'm going to strike out on my own.
What are you going to do? I ask, and Cassie grins.
I don't really know yet. I like the real estate game, but I want to make sure I'm ready. Tony said something about coming to work for Oliver, but I'm going to let that percolate a little before I jump in. You go do your wedding thing, and I'll tell you what I can as soon as I know. And Hannah?
Yeah? Cassie gives me a quick hug.
I love you, babe.
She lets go, tossing a quick look over her shoulder.
Gotta go!
She takes off running, Caleb following her, and I just shake my head. Seeing Tony and taking his hand. We walk through the night, not saying much as we make our way toward the old temple circle. Parting the trees, I can see the remnants of the old foundation. It was built of stone, I bet. And I turn to Tony, putting my arms around his neck. Shall we honor Alani's ancient gods again, husband? Tony's hands encircle my waist, his right hand cupping my ass as he kisses my neck.
You don't have to ask me twice.
He murmurs into my neck, his cock pressing against my thigh.
You will always be my heart and soul, mine to love forever.
And you'll always be my heart and soul. I reply, before giggling as Tony's fingers find a ticklish spot on my hip. And one more thing.
What?
You'll always be my stud muffin.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Stud Muffin. Written by Lauren Landish. Performed by Bunny Warren and Aaron Sin. Executive producers Ryan McGavin and Mike Charzik. Producer Neil Basic. Copyright 2017 by Lauren Landish. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.